In one form or another, the New York group of hip-hop DJs known as the Executioners has been around for more than 15 years. The three core members, Rock Rada, Rob Swift, and Total Eclipse, have become well-known exponents of turntablism, the use of sound samples and old-fashioned record manipulation to create hip-hop tracks. Music critic Milo Miles says their latest album, Revolutions, combines rhythms for the body with tricks for the head.
It's a cliché to say that hip-hop has become the new rock and roll. But recently it's begun to make an eerie sort of sense to me. Kanye West's College Dropout is the anti-education concept album Pink Floyd only dreamed of making. Mad Villain's Mad Villainy is the pot album for our times. And Nerds Fly or Die plainly wants to be a big, loud, dumb, hard rock album. Indeed, hard rock meets hip-hop is a widespread tendency right now. But hard rock has bumped against hip-hop for a long time. Tough, thumping beats tend to flock together. When rappers Run DMC figured this out back in 1986, they joined with Aerosmith for the landmark remake of Walk This Way. Some thought it a novelty, but the style never really went away. Big hip-hop names like the Black Eyed Peas and Outkast aren't afraid of heavy guitar whomp, but the block-rocking kicks this season come from the Executioners' Revolutions. The three DJs get it right from the start when they proclaim themselves proudly old school, home of the thick, chunky licks. Cynics might say that this hard rock turntablism grows out of not just 80s Run DMC, but the Executioners' own 2002 hit, It's Going Down, a collaboration with rockers Linkin Park. But the Revolutions album is an improvement, at least partly because, well, it has clearer and bolder hooks than Linkin Park. There's some sex and social commentary sprinkled throughout Revolutions, but it's the tricky mixes and rhythm adventures that stick with you. I have one complaint, however. So-called skits, brief spoken scenes with sound effects, are obviously dear to the hearts of Rock Rada, Rob Swift, and DJ Total Eclipse. They've had them on every album. Skits are also a holdover from the old school, namely De La Soul's 1989 debut, but they are nothing but pro forma and wrung dry by now. Why, the Executioners' little radio spoofs even recycled De La Soul's earliest ideas. We need one more revolution. Ditch the skits. In all other respects, the Executioners are spinning far ahead of the competition.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. He reviewed Revolutions by the Executioners.